three American festivals. Burning Man is a special and creative festival that happens every year in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. It takes place in late summer, and people from all over the world come together to build a temporary city called Black Rock City. The people who join in, often called burners, exhibit impressive art structures, wear imaginative costumes, and share their experiences in a friendly way. The most exciting part of this festival is when they burn a big wooden statue of a man. The Taste of Buffalo is a two-day food festival that happens in Buffalo, New York, usually in July. It's one of the biggest food festivals in the United States, and it celebrates the delicious food from the area. Local restaurants and food sellers offer different types of food for people to try. There are over 200 dishes like buffalo wings and foods from different cultures. People who come can also listen to live music, watch cooking shows, and enjoy a lively atmosphere. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival happens in Ashland, Oregon, and it's a cultural event all about the plays written by William Shakespeare and also new plays. It goes on from February to October, and during this time, there are shows with both old and new stories performed by skilled actors. The lovely town of Ashland becomes a special place for people who love theater. They can watch plays inside buildings and outside, in the open air. The festival is not just about watching shows. There are also classes, talks, and other activities, making it really interesting for those who enjoy the performing arts. Three American festivals. Burning Man is a special and creative festival that happens every year in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. It takes place in late summer, and people from all over the world come together to build a temporary city called Black Rock City. The people who join in, often called burners, exhibit impressive art structures, wear imaginative costumes, and share their experiences in a friendly way. The most exciting part of this festival is when they burn a big wooden statue of a man. The Taste of Buffalo is a two-day food festival that happens in Buffalo, New York, usually in July. It's one of the biggest food festivals in the United States, and it celebrates the delicious food from the area. Local restaurants and food sellers offer different types of food for people to try. There are over 200 dishes like buffalo wings and foods from different cultures. People who come can also listen to live music, watch cooking shows, and enjoy a lively atmosphere. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival happens in Ashland, Oregon, and it's a cultural event all about the plays written by William Shakespeare and also new plays. It goes on from February to October, and during this time, there are shows with both old and new stories performed by skilled actors. The lovely town of Ashland becomes a special place for people who love theater. They can watch plays inside buildings and outside, in the open air. The festival is not just about watching shows. There are also classes, talks, and other activities, making it really interesting for those who enjoy the performing arts. Three American festivals. Burning Man is a special and creative festival that happens every year in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. It takes place in late summer, and people from all over the world come together to build a temporary city called Black Rock City. The people who join in, often called burners, exhibit impressive art structures, wear imaginative costumes, and share their experiences in a friendly way. The most exciting part of this festival is when they burn a big wooden statue of a man. The Taste of Buffalo is a two-day food festival that happens in Buffalo, New York, usually in July. It's one of the biggest food festivals in the United States, and it celebrates the delicious food from the area. Local restaurants and food sellers offer different types of food for people to try. There are over 200 dishes like buffalo wings and foods from different cultures. People who come can also listen to live music, watch cooking shows, and enjoy a lively atmosphere. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival happens in Ashland, Oregon, and it's a cultural event all about the plays written by William Shakespeare and also new plays. It goes on from February to October, and during this time, there are shows with both old and new stories performed by skilled actors. The lovely town of Ashland becomes a special place for people who love theater. They can watch plays inside buildings and outside, in the open air. The festival is not just about watching shows. There are also classes, talks, and other activities, making it really interesting for those who enjoy the performing arts.
Hey Todd, I know you've traveled a lot. What countries have you lived in?
I've lived in three countries. I've traveled to many, many countries, but I've actually lived in three. I lived in England for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I lived in Thailand for 4 years. And I have lived in Japan for 15 years.
Wow. So when you lived in England, why did you live there?
It was the first country I traveled to after college, and I had a work permit, a work visa, for 1 year, and I worked at a pub restaurant, which was great. It was in the countryside, and I really enjoyed it. And then I did that for 6 months. I lived near Cambridge, so I was near Cambridge University.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I moved to London, and again, I worked at a restaurant, and I lived in London and just worked.
Wow. So it was after college. How old were you?
I was 23 years old.
Oh, and living in London, that must have been fun.
It was fun. And interestingly, when I went to England, I could not speak English. So I could not understand British people. It took me maybe 2 months before I could understand their English. So it was very, very difficult to understand British people when I first moved there.
Ah, so you liked it.
I did like England. It was fun. It was my first country. But the weather was cold for me. So I'm from California, and California in the United States is very warm. So I didn't like the weather, but that's okay because all British people don't like the weather too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody complains about the weather.
So after England, did you move someplace warmer?
I did. Right after England, I moved to Thailand, and I lived in Thailand for over 4 years.
Wow. Why did you live in Thailand?
I was traveling, and in Thailand, I had no money, and I needed a job, and I wanted to stay in Thailand, so I became an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you teach English there for 4 years?
I did. So I went there, and I began teaching English. Then I got a teaching course certificate to teach English in Thailand, and I really enjoyed it. The Thai students were really fun, and Thailand is a great place to live because the weather is really nice, the people are really friendly, and the food is delicious. It has the best food in the world, I think.
Hey, Todd, I know you've traveled a lot. What countries have you lived in?
I've lived in 3 countries. I've traveled to many, many countries, but I've actually lived in 3. I lived in England for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Thailand for 4 years, and I have lived in Japan for 15 years.
Wow. So when you lived in England, why did you live there?
It was the first country I traveled to after college, and I had a work permit, a work visa, for 1 year, and I worked at a pub restaurant, which was great. It was in the countryside, and I really enjoyed it. And then I did that for 6 months. I lived near Cambridge, so I was near Cambridge University.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I moved to London. And again, I worked at a restaurant, and I lived in London and just worked.
Wow. So it was after college. How old were you?
I was 23 years old.
Oh, and living in London, that must have been fun.
It was fun. And interestingly, when I went to England, I could not speak English. So I could not understand British people. It took me maybe 2 months before I could understand their English. So it was very, very difficult to understand British people when I first moved there.
Ah, so you liked it.
I did like England. It was fun. It was my first country. But the weather was cold for me. So I'm from California, and California in the United States is very warm. So I didn't like the weather, but that's okay because all British people don't like the weather too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody complains about the weather.
So after England, did you move someplace warmer?
I did. Right after England, I moved to Thailand, and I lived in Thailand for over 4 years.
Wow. Why did you live in Thailand?
I was traveling, and in Thailand, I had no money, and I needed a job, and I wanted to stay in Thailand, so I became an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you teach English there for 4 years?
I did. So I went there and I began teaching English. Then I got a teaching course certificate to teach English in Thailand, and I really enjoyed it. The Thai students were really fun. And Thailand is a great place to live because the weather is really nice, the people are really friendly, and the food is delicious. It has the best food in the world, I think.
Hey Todd, I know you've traveled a lot. What countries have you lived in?
I've lived in three countries. I've traveled to many, many countries, but I've actually lived in three. I lived in England for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Thailand for 4 years. And I have lived in Japan for 15 years.
Wow. So when you lived in England, why did you live there?
It was the first country I traveled to after college, and I had a work permit, a work visa, for 1 year, and I worked at a pub restaurant, which was great. It was in the countryside, and I really enjoyed it. And then I did that for 6 months. I lived near Cambridge, so I was near Cambridge University, and then after that, I moved to London. And again, I worked at a restaurant, and I lived in London and just worked.
Wow. So it was after college. How old were you?
I was 23 years old.
Oh, and living in London, that must have been fun.
It was fun. And interestingly, when I went to England, I could not speak English. So I could not understand British people. It took me maybe 2 months before I could understand their English. So it was very, very difficult to understand British people when I first moved there.
Ah, so you liked it.
I did like England. It was fun. It was my first country. But the weather was cold for me. So I'm from California, and California in the United States is very warm. So I didn't like the weather, but that's okay because all British people don't like the weather too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody complains about the weather.
So after England, did you move someplace warmer?
I did. Right after England, I moved to Thailand, and I lived in Thailand for over 4 years.
Wow. Why did you live in Thailand?
I was traveling, and in Thailand, I had no money, and I needed a job, and I wanted to stay in Thailand, so I became an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you teach English there for 4 years?
I did. So I went there and I began teaching English. Then I got a teaching course certificate to teach English in Thailand, and I really enjoyed it. The Thai students were really fun. And Thailand is a great place to live because the weather is really nice, the people are really friendly, and the food is delicious. It has the best food in the world, I think.
Nikola Tesla was a very important inventor. He was born in 1856 in a country called Austria, which is in Europe. Tesla moved to the United States in 1884. At first, he worked with another famous inventor, Thomas Edison. Together, they tried to make better electrical motors. However, they had some problems, and Tesla left Edison's company. After leaving, Tesla made a special kind of electrical motor. This motor used alternating current, or AC, which was different from Edison's motors. With the help of a businessman named George Westinghouse, Tesla's invention allowed electricity to travel long distances. This was a big achievement. Even though Tesla was very smart and created many things, he faced difficulties in his life. He had challenges with his mind and money. As he got older, he talked about strange inventions like a death ray. After Tesla passed away, the FBI looked into his belongings, but they didn't find anything dangerous. Nikola Tesla was a brilliant inventor, and his work with electricity changed the world. Nikola Tesla was a very important inventor. He was born in 1856 in a country called Austria, which is in Europe. Tesla moved to the United States in 1884. At first, he worked with another famous inventor, Thomas Edison. Together, they tried to make better electrical motors. However, they had some problems, and Tesla left Edison's company. After leaving, Tesla made a special kind of electrical motor. This motor used alternating current, or AC, which was different from Edison's motors. With the help of a businessman named George Westinghouse, Tesla's invention allowed electricity to travel long distances. This was a big achievement. Even though Tesla was very smart and created many things, he faced difficulties in his life. He had challenges with his mind and money. As he got older, he talked about strange inventions like a death ray. After Tesla passed away, the FBI looked into his belongings, but they didn't find anything dangerous. Nikola Tesla was a brilliant inventor, and his work with electricity changed the world. Nikola Tesla was a very important inventor. He was born in 1856 in a country called Austria, which is in Europe. Tesla moved to the United States in 1884. At first, he worked with another famous inventor, Thomas Edison. Together, they tried to make better electrical motors. However, they had some problems, and Tesla left Edison's company. After leaving, Tesla made a special kind of electrical motor. This motor used alternating current, or AC, which was different from Edison's motors. With the help of a businessman named George Westinghouse, Tesla's invention allowed electricity to travel long distances. This was a big achievement. Even though Tesla was very smart and created many things, he faced difficulties in his life. He had challenges with his mind and money. As he got older, he talked about strange inventions like a death ray. After Tesla passed away, the FBI looked into his belongings, but they didn't find anything dangerous. Nikola Tesla was a brilliant inventor, and his work with electricity changed the world.